This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Oh, God. No, yeah.
I haven't even started with the jokes yet, and I'm yawning. Dom's on mute, either because he's having a quick piss and he doesn't want us to hear, or he doesn't know he's on mute. So I just thought I'd say that, just in case he didn't know he was on mute. But, Dom, if you are having a piss, it's fine. We don't need to hear it.
I'm not having a piss, and I've been having a conversation, and no one's been fucking responding, so that probably...
Oh, that's because you're on mute.
I've gathered that when I unlocked my screen and saw a little red icon in the corner. And
Oh, no. Right. Okay. So give us a quick précis of this. Give us the highlights of what you were saying.
Something inappropriate about your son on a Friday night.
Right. Okay. Yep.
Something about... Yeah. Kaya's children, Kaya, you know, Kat's children banging on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning. If that was in America, they'd be shot dead by now.
Yeah, banging on the door, you should use a bed. Oh, sorry.
And that's about it. Apart from the fact that I met up with my daughter for the first time in 3 years.
Oh, wow. How did it go? Was that good? Was it nice? Or is this where you press pause?
No, it's fine. Yeah, all went all right. Started communicating a bit
that's
now,
right.
So just,
oh, nice
just
one.
Slow steps, but it's nice to see her.
Nice. How old is she? 58. Oh, right.
26.
See that silence? I didn't even make the joke. There you go.
Didn't need to.
That's how grown up I am. I was just watching...
Six-year-old?
Oh, Jesus. I didn't hear that, but I kind of guess it's probably just as well I didn't, possibly.
Yeah, it's probably inappropriate.
Yeah, probably. Speaking of totes inappropes, what was it? I was watching... actually, I haven't finished it. I'll go back to it sometime later on this evening. There's this new special that excellent Scottish comedian Daniel Sloss has done. Called Socio. Oh, yeah. Because I saw him last year with Her Royal Highness, Her Ladyship, Majesty Dent. But that was a different show. And he's already done another new one, but this one's... exclusive to his website, danielsloss.com. Yeah. It's really good. Yes. Cutting it to the bone is... Oh, well. It's very good. I thoroughly recommend it. That's been the highlight of my week, actually, the hour previous to the show, because the rest of last week's been, not all dreadful. Mostly was. But doing some collaborative work with this rather excellent musician-y person. It's a guy called Tom. He played guitar in one of my favourite goth bands from the 80s, the March Violets. He's co-producing some tracks with me now, which is rather groovy. Ooh. He's played with Sisters of Mercy, Clan of Zymox. So it's all a bit Wayne's Worldy there. So, I'm a worthy. That's all good.
So what you... Saying his career fell off a cliff.
Yeah, he's slumming it. I'll give you a mix for one off the wrist.
I was going to say, he's slumming it and you're doing hand jobs.
Yeah,
gets a job done.
Yeah. Bitch has got to get work. That's me being the bitch. I bought a very odd album. We'll do the intro in a bit. I bought a very odd album that I had of pirated CD a few years ago by this group called Matt Moss, and the album's called A Chance to Cut is a Chance to Cure. Now, if you're north of Watford, it's a chance. And it's really good because it's like down-tempo, slow beats and stuff, but most of the instrumentation and noises and melody and stuff is actually sampled from real life like surgeries. So like one of the tracks is made up. like liposuction. One of them's like from a hip. It's weird, but it's strangely compelling and hypnotic. And enjoyable when stoned. Apparently, Your Honour.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
How about you, miserable cunts? How's your bloody week been?
What have I done? We had a bunch of old clothes that my daughter wanted to take to this place called Savers, which basically it's like a thrift shop. You take stuff there, they give you a 20% discount on shit that's in the shop. And she got a few records and DVDs. Did that. What else? My son's youngest one signed up for Melbourne Uni. So he's happy as Larry.
Right.
eldest one has almost finished his stuff for Heartbreak High.
Oh, cool.
Season 3.
Yeah, season 3. So they separated it into they got four directors rather than just having the one, because it's going to cost them. It's cheaper to get four directors to fucking do it, and then they just do two episodes each, produce their own episodes, like edit it all the way it's supposed to be done, and then they can air it quicker. So apparently they lose money and stuff. It's just sort of sitting around being edited. So there was four of them. So they did two episodes each. So he had episodes 3 and 4 to do. So there, that's almost done. He's got to edit that. I think it's next week or maybe it's this week. I don't know. Yeah. Apart from that, I've just been doing work and other boring shite. Nothing really interesting. It's just fucking
life.
I'm doing the fun stuff of teaching my daughter how to drive. So I've got to put my oil plates on my car and let this lunatic fucking just drive around. should I turn here? Oh, fuck yes. Yes, you should fucking turn. There's a wall in front of us.
Oh, my God. You're at that stage. Oh.
That's fucking scary. So you got somebody who doesn't remember how to put a fucking lid on a bottle of milk or close a fridge door and expect to drive a two-ton vehicle through traffic at speed. Jesus Christ, that's scary.
So what's the age for driving in Australia then? It's 17 over here. I think it's 21 in America. Although you can buy a gun and kill children at 18.
It's 16. You can get your L plates and you can start driving with a fully licensed driver.
Oh, yeah. There's the same. If you get your provisional license, we call it, when is it 16? Yeah. And as long as you've got someone of sound mind and body and a full driving license in the co-pilot seat, you're not me. That's for sure.
Gotta
be grown up.
You can do your test at 16, and then I think my sister-in-law gave her. We get them. We got some driving lessons with a proper driving instructor before she got into any of our cars. So we paid for that, and they get in the car. It's got an extra brake on it, so the driving instructor can stop their car. So we did that first, and then we let her drive ours. But still, that's bad enough. Fucking hell. Just the way I'm turning, fucking turning corners is fucking frightening. Like, are you going to break yet? Fucking hell. not good.
Don't you have to pay about...
Something you look forward to.
Don't you have to pay about, 5,000 times more insurance money at the moment now?
Nah. She's insured under my policy, so...
Oh, dude. Yeah. All right, okay.
But when she goes out by herself, I know what the insurance would be for that. But for Christmas, we gave her the old banged-up car that we started teaching to drive in, that my sister-in-law gave us when she bought a new one. So it's a little Toyota Corolla from about 2006, which has hail damage because it was in Queensland when it hailed, and the hailstone's about the size of a golf ball. So it was dented all over.
Do.
So a few more won't make a difference.
Chance will be a fine thing, eh? We'll be applying for Tom's provisional license in a couple of months, actually, when he turns 16 and 17 next year. Bloody hell, yeah. proper driving lessons.
Oh, that, I come after 16.
I think that's when you can apply for the provisional. I'll be honest, when I can't really remember when I applied for licences, like the still had a horse on the end of the fucking thing, so I can't remember.
I don't know. I think it's 17 to pass your test, but you can, like you say, you can get a provisional at 16 and be a pen driver, I think. I'd passed my test in 98. So I was 22, so I was quite a late bloomer. I was poor. I wasn't like a rich southerner, so no one bought me a car, so I had to wait.
Driving a hold out piece of coal.
Yeah. However, I did ironically, it was called a crash course in the paper. So I did an hour assessment lesson on a Monday. 2 hour lessons Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then an hour before my test on the Friday, and then passed.
Ooh, get you.
Did the hazard perception, and actually, no, hazard perception wasn't a thing then, but the theory test was. So I had to do my theory test on like the Wednesday or something like that.
Oh, but yeah. Yeah. There weren't any.
Fortunately, I've been driving.
Sorry, go on.
I've been driving. I was not driving Milflow since the age of about 12, so I had like road sense in terms of where vehicles go and what steering is and shit like that.
Yeah, well,
so that definitely helped.
Yeah, well, it was bank jobs you did when you were like 13, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, bank jobs, hand jobs, any job, really.
I did my L's and then I didn't do anything at all. I drove a bit, but I've been driving because when we used to go to my uncle's farm, I'd get to drive my mum's car. As soon as it went off the bitumen road onto the gravel road, she'd pull over. And then when I was probably, I don't know, 8, I'd get to sit on her lap and steer all the way to there. And then by the time, end of primary school, I could drive a car. So I did my written test when I was 16 and then I barely drove at all. And then I booked in for my PEAS test, but it was after the 1 year. So they said, no, you've got to come back and do your written ELS test again. I'm like, oh, fucking hell, here we go. I've got to pay another, like, $19 or some bullshit. And I did that, and then I turned up 3 days later to do my PEAS test. So I said, we're doing the written test first. He goes, no, don't worry about it. You did your ELS 3 days ago. Drove around for about 10 minutes. And he goes, yeah, that's fine. Just double reverse park here and we'll be fine. No, fair enough. And I got it.
Reverse park here and blow into this.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Reverse park here and goes back to them. I want my lunch, that's it.
Yeah, there wasn't even a theory test when I took my license and test. I mean, that was going, here we go, drum roll, 1985.
1885. 1885. 1885.
Just discovered wanking.
Jesus Christ. You've been wanking for years, Nine Dom. Don't tell my license, fucking hell.
Yeah.
No, I'd finally discovered what it meant. 1985.
Yeah, when you're wanking, it means that you're doing it, someone else isn't. Apparently, I mean.
I wonder why. It's about that time I stopped going to the church.
Hey, there we go. I just found another album that I've got delivered the other day. It's 10cc, actually, speaking of wanking, because apparently that's where the band name came from, 10cc, the amount of liquid that's typically ejected from the male organ. 10cc, their album, the original soundtrack. Of course, it's got that I'm Not In Love song, but it's got some great songs of theirs. And it had a really nice cover, and I was stoned, so I bought it.
Strawberry Studios.
What?
Was it recorded at Strawberry Studios?
I don't know if it was, because they are good manclots, aren't they?
Well, the undershoot.
Yeah, Strawberry Studios. There you go. Yeah, good stuff. Wasn't that what Hookie bought and turned it into Sweet 16? Oh, I might think about it.
Possibly. Possibly, I don't know. No, I think it's still strawberry. I think it's got a plaque on it and shit now.
Right.
No, I'm not sure.
Oh,
so,
well.
My lovely week.
Yeah,
my
go.
Back to work after Christmas and being
ill.
Yeah, it's been nice and quiet, actually. It's been quite good. So all we've done really is Traitors Series 3 started, so catching up on that.
Oh, yeah, I've not seen any of those. It's supposed to be good.
Oh, they are good. For the English ones, I've tried the Australian or New Zealand, got bored of it, so we're not that on the
edge. What's it called?
Traitors.
Traitors, okay.
Yeah. And the American one, it's good. It's on BBC, so you might be able to get it on worldwide or something. I don't know. And there's an American version as well with Alan Cumming hosting it, which, in my opinion, not as good, but it's still pretty decent. That's what else I've been watching. I watching some like shit like Shrinking, the thing with Harrison Ford in. I don't know if you've seen that.
Shrinking?
Okay, yeah.
That's really good. I really like that.
Yeah, fucking right, isn't it?
Been watching that. I tried getting into this show called Landman, which is Bobby, what's the guy who married Evangeline Jolie, Billy Bob Thornton, John Hamm,
right.
Gary Moore,
yeah,
Ali Berger. It's all right, but it's ponderous. It's quite slow. It's like Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. That's the same. Just a bit.
Oh God, yeah. That bored the tits of me right up to the bit where he got shot. Oh, sorry, spoiler.
Yeah, probably spoiled.
good.
And
the only other thing I'm watching is the one called The Morning Show. I'm coming towards the end of series two, and that's pretty decent as well.
Oh, right, okay. Nice. I watched
Nosferatu yesterday.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of it?
You guys seen it?
Yeah, I saw it at the cinema about a week ago.
Nosferatu.
Oh, Nosferatu? Nah, I don't fancy that. Is it all right?
Yeah, it was all right, but I don't know, just like, I had bits of it that annoyed me, like Nosferatu's mustache. Like, why has he got this big fucking porn stash thing?
I thought it was quite good.
I thought it was a weird choice. And when the young Nobby went to Pennsylvania, like he's in the middle of this fucking dark forest. This horse and carriage pulls up with no one driving it. He goes, oh, I might be able to get in that. What? So just like there's stuff like, yeah, I don't know why he wouldn't have just sort of some cloaked figure that he can't see, but like, and that would make sense. But why are you getting into a, this is obviously some sort of magical carriage. So,
well,
yeah, I don't know. That just.
Okay. He had a big cock as well, didn't he?
A rooster, yeah, I think so.
No, the bit where you see Nosferatu's chap.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Obviously, that left a bit of a mark on you. You remember that?
You're right, yeah. Really. It was enough to make me wince, I can tell you that. I winced at the thought of it, I did. Yes, I thought it was really good, actually. And I didn't know it was old Watson's Chops, whose surname I could never fucking pronounce, but the same actor who played Pennywise in it, yeah. Bill Skarsgård.
Oh, Skarsgård, yeah.
Bless you. Skarsgård. No, it's not Sean Connery. It's not Sean Connery, you fucking idiot. Sure. I've got to suck your blood, Moneypenny.
Have they got the teeth the same as Nosferatu, like the two middle front ones rather than the canines?
You didn't really see much of his gob. You didn't see much of his fucking north, to be honest, mate.
Two things you know about Nosferatu, the film, is it's he's got a bald head and he has two spikes
That's the original 1920s one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So if you're going to remake it, why would you not remake it the same in terms of Bram Stoker's Dracula is different to Interview with a Vampire with Lestat in that. They're completely different. They're not trying to like copy the same one. So each you know, even fucking, how do they call it, the wolves and werewolves and vampire things, they have their own particular type of vampire. So if you're remaking Nosferatu, you should be remaking that vampire.
Well, yeah, I don't think the director wanted to have it exactly looking like the first one, because then people would say, oh, you made it just look like the original. So you can't win in this game, you know that.
No, you can't. So in that case, do a completely new story. Why have it called Nosferatu? Because you're trying to leech onto a name that came out in 1926. Have a fucking different one. Call him Dave or something.
Or Noses for Arseholes. There you go.
There was a TV show in the 90s, I think, where it was vampires, but they're running this organised crime sort of... They're in a syndicate. So the heads of each of the vampire syndicates, like there's one that looked like Nosferatu, and there's different vampires like where they had sections of the city that they were... weren't allowed to cross lines because they were leeching blood out of people. I can't remember what it was called.
I don't know.
I can't remember who was in it either. There's one. Yeah, I don't know. Could have been that good.
I was changing subjects. I was going to say, do you ever see the remake of Psycho? I think Gus Van Sant did.
Shot by shot. I've not seen that.
Yeah, it's in colour. No reason I know.
Sorry, wasn't it intended to talk over there? So was that the Anthony Hopkins one? Or that wasn't the original, was it?
No, that's... I don't think was he in one of them? He was in... No, it was... Anne Hesh was in it because I remember
her butthole.
Kevin Smith and
what's his name?
Oliver Bob. It's Vince Vaughn on it.
Yeah, Vince Vaughn. Yeah,
Vince Vaughn and Anne Hesh. She played the one that gets killed in the show.
Catcher of Knives.
Yeah, and the only reason I remember it was because what's it called? Kevin Smith's podcast, Hollywood Ballable, on.
Yeah, that's
in the early days. Because you could see clear as day her arsehole.
Yeah. She died 3 years ago.
She did. She drove into the house when she was pissed.
Oh, really? Oh, dear.
Yeah, apparently.
That was a bit silly.
To death. It was a fucking horrible death.
Okay.
I liked her because I was obviously, remember I'm a bit of a girl, so I loved how I feel.
Fucking Northern Punks.
She played a character in that. Played a character in that where she's like a teacher and she ends up going out with John Cage and I think she has Tourette's and stuff, and she's a really likable character, so I quite liked it because of that.
Any films where she goes free up?
not in the last 3 years, no.
All right. Well, hopefully not in the last few years, because she died more than a few years ago. That would make it the sort of niche film that even I wouldn't want to watch. Can I uncross? I'll uncross my fingers now. Fuckity doodle doo.
Chinese Grand Prix this week or something.
Fingo fast. Yeah. That's No. Yes. Rightly so. He crashed into the wall. What driver? Something Wong. Oh, gee, no. Just enough of that. It's razy lacism. That's what it is.
It really is. What do you want to see? Cream of some young guy.
The old classic Wayne's World.
All the jokes come out.
Oh, dear.
Funny little joke.
Right, well, fucking that's all our made up content spunked in the first half hour of the program. Arc at me. What a cunt. Program. And also, I'm
what
spelling
season
it.
Are we on?
Spelling it double M E, not with one single M. Americans. Sorry, what season are we on? Well, we're not, because we're fucking English and it's series. And we're still on series one.
Series one. It's been a long series.
Or actually, do we divide it into series from when hosts change? I suppose that could that's like more like eras, really.
Yeah, I'd say more like eras, because there's nothing more annoying when your favourite character or a character in a show is completely different because the other person's left, and but they've got the same character. It's like if I came on you, you called me, I should have come on as Bond or something like that.
No, you really, shouldn't have.
I could have said anything then. Could have said anything while I watched my P's and Q's. I could have been told jokes like, I'm not saying he's fat, but he's got more chins than a Chinese phone book if we're staying on that theme. You know, all the great rates.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I can't, because it's me and it's on my name.
Yeah, but don't forget, you have got that twin brother, so maybe he might want to join the show next week.
I think he did part of this show.
What, literally just now? Just now? Right.
I came in the living room, my phone was on the couch. I don't know why. It's weird.
Yeah. I've got your fucking number. Your fucking mother's horse is a donkey, all right?
It's
and
still
I
warm.
Have no idea what that means either.
First time he's came in the living room.
Sorry, not the first time he was ganged in the living room, was that?
No, came in the living room.
Oh, came in. Well, pretty much same thing. That Daniel Slosher, it's not called Socio, it's called Hubris. That reminds me of an old Richard Herring joke that I used to nick quite a lot before he became too popular and I couldn't get away with nicking his content anymore. he said, I was going to enter the National Hubris Awards, but I decided not to bother because I knew I'd win it anyway. And that was one of my favourite jokes for ages. And then the fucker got well known. It's like, oh, God, got to rip content off somewhere else. Yeah, now. And, oh, look, Bill Hicks. And then he died. And became famous. I couldn't rip him off anyone. Fucking cunts. Oh, cunts.
So Dennis Leary then?
Dennis Leary can lick my Corey. it gives me the shits.
Why is it called a Corey?
Oh, the fucking computer's going mad again. Sorry, say that again.
Why is it called a Corey?
I don't know. I heard that at school, naturally, like everything else, shoved in my face at school. I just accepted it.
And, gobbled it up and swallowed the lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
No, I didn't go to Catholic school.
Hang around a lot there.
Yeah, well, you know. Catholic girls' school. Why am I trying to sing the words Catholic girls' school to the tune of Enola Rigby? That'd be, that could be like one of those annoying, allegedly funny songs that you used to hear at the end of comedy shows in the 80s and the 90s, like they'd do their comedy song at the end. But always to the tune of a song that's well known, but they just make up their own words in a parody style. Anyway, you never catch me doing that.
No, sir. Perish the thought.
Perish the thought. That's a song by Madonna, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well done. Anyone bought anything cool recently? Other than me overspending on vinyl,
I got one of those a little cheapo, one of those pad things you can plug into some software so you can cut samples up.
What?
I don't know what they're fucking called now. I can't.
That's it. Scissors.
They're digital scissors that cut up MP3s so you can. Do sampling stuff. Yeah.
A bit of software
to chop up. That I showed you.
What the fucking hell are you talking about?
I'm still half asleep.
You bought some software to chop up audio.
What's it called? No, it's like a physical pad. So it's got 16 pads and it's got knobs you can control.
Oh, a trigger pad.
Whatever.
A MIDI trigger pad, you mean?
Like a Lenovo fucking, what are they called? I don't know.
Penis.
That's not what I was looking for at all, but it'll do.
Okay. Well, glad I could help.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I bought a cheaper one of those off Temu because it popped up and went, oh. So you've obviously been scanning my phone for things I've been searching for, and now you're offering me this thing for hardly any money. So, all right, I'll just try it.
Yeah.
Rather than spending a shit ton of money on something which I'm going to end up fucking selling later on anyway, probably, or not using. So I thought I'll just get a cheap one, and the reviews for it are okay. So I'll see if it's any good. And if I enjoy doing that sort of thing, and if I don't, then I'll fucking wasted hardly any money rather than a whole ton of it. So.
Right, so you spent $12.
Maybe just spend a grand.
You spent $12 on a piece of shit that's going to burn your house down when it eventually gets there in 19 weeks' time. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
Yeah. But I thought this through. I'm going to use it in your house.
Oh, that's fine. Do you know why you're not? Because it's minus 10 here in Manchester today.
Minus 10?
It's freezing. And I'm,
what?
Yeah, apparently. It feels like my, well, in fact, you know what? I've got a thermometer outside, I just remembered.
Yeah, you may take that out.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I assume you've had a bit of weather down your end, haven't you, Dave?
Yeah, it's only gone down to -4, though. So, I mean, in Newcastle, that might be considered, I might put a vest on. But, yeah, not proper northern cold.
No, actually, it's not too bad. It's -3 outside, but it doesn't feel like there's a wind chill.
Right.
So
get your cock out.
Get my cock out. Okay.
Sorry,
now
it's
I have
30.
A vagina.
Are you talking Fahrenheit?
No, fucking Celsius. Fahrenheit.
30. Fucking. Oh, yeah, of course, it's your summer, isn't it? Sorry, I keep forgetting your upside down world in the future.
Yeah.
30 degrees.
So, one of the things we've been watching with my wife is, we watch the Brit Box.
All right.
Yeah.
Like, it's a biscuit game.
Yeah. So, we watched all these UK murder things. It's pretty much all she wants to watch. Oh, someone getting fucking butchered in the
village.
That's
like my missus.
Yeah, well, they get along like a house on fire. So we're currently watching Shetland, that's fucking...
Windu.
North, yeah. Oh, that's fucking north of Scotland, isn't it? So,
Denmark.
So we're watching that, and like, okay, fucking, the sun's up, and it's just windy, and it looks pretty cold. But they've obviously filmed this in summer because they wouldn't be able to film it in winter. So the whole way through, so I was like, oh, yep, still summer. And there's fucking rain. It's pissing down. Fucking it's freezing cold. I'm like, yeah, this is their summer. Fucking hell, what the fuck's going on? Why the fuck are you still living there?
Because it's beautiful. It's just soggy.
Beautiful and freezing. But soggy.
Like David's anus.
it's far from beautiful, my friend.
Yeah.
Looks like
which
a
one, though, Don? Because you've got a collection
looks like
in
a bag of drop
drawer,
spam.
Don't you? Yeah.
I've got one for every occasion. You name an occasion, I've got one. Go on, name an occasion.
Stubbing your toe on the
all right.
door.
Got three for that.
Right, Easter.
Yep, got a cough. Easter, 17th yeah. Easter. It's a special occasion. One for every...
17 Easter vaginas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the season. It's one for every night the Lord spent in a cave or something. I can't remember.
It's the season to be holy.
It's extremely holy. Hence by the 17 of them.
Mentalists, a lot of yous.
Oh God! It's unadulterated horseshit.
Absolutely horseshit. Should set it on fire. Oh, topical.
Yeah,
like the cream on your balls.
What's the cream on my balls is on fire at the top. You're confusing me now.
Yeah, that's a killer song. I'll tell you what, it's weird. It's weird watching the fires in LA, because I've been down half the streets there that they're on fire, and I was like, oh, I went to that shop and I've been past that.
That's
fucking
why house. They're on fire.
Well, they probably thought it was on fire when you were walking past your fucking ginger bonce. Oh, look, it's a moving ball of fire. Do I shoot it? Fuck it.
Do I shoot it or do I rape it? I'm going to do both, and not necessarily in that order.
Oh, so say. Your saucy little kettle.
So what's burning in America?
Most of LA, by the looks of it.
Okay.
Yeah, some of the footage looks fucking apocalyptically bad, to be honest.
Of course
I'm not. But, you know. And, over the news, apparently someone's been fingered, no, not like that, setting off a fire. So, of course, there's lots of wild conspiracies.
They're going to be setting fires everywhere.
Well, I might set fire to my pubes after this podcast just to see if I can feel
anything.
Just so you
can get fingered.
Well, no, just to see if I can fucking feel something for once in my life. It'd be nice. Make a change from slamming my flaccid cock in the fridge door. Feel something, you bastard!
Feel something.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me at all, because when the London riot, when all the rioting was going on over here, that's exactly what people did. All of a sudden, there'd be a shop that's not making good business. All of a sudden, we'll be on fire just for insurance reasons. And I reckon that there'd be a bit of that going on.
So someone was on wanking a fire for insurance reasons. Sorry, no, you've lost me.
No wanking. No wanking was involved. Okay. No, during the riots, there were quite a few instances of people setting fire, things being set on fire and with no reason. Like, I may be wrong, but there was a carpet shop or something, or there's some shop where there was no reason to. It's not as if someone's going to break in and rob a load of shit, but it set on fire, and coincidentally the business was doing really badly, and the insurance was a nice payout. I might be wrong about the carpet bit, but I'm sure that happened quite a few times.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I put a load of Tippex thinners up my arsehole and then set light to my daisy.
I'll look out for you.
Such a smooth talk of me. Hey, ladies, such a catch. So we've tracked down my son. I can see son and mother have been swapping some texts. Oh, goodness, I'm going to have to be a sensible father when I go back indoors. Oh, goodness.
Don't get involved, mate.
Gracious, what? Don't get involved. Yeah. Sorry, I fell off the wagon and I've buggered a heron. Yeah. That'll work, won't it? Bound to work.
Oh, how far away was he?
Not too far, but it's fucking England, freezing cold, pitch black. He is only 15. I know it's a big old unit, 15. But
I suppose knife crime's gone down, has it?
Well, hopefully. Yeah.
There's been three this week, so probably not.
Have there? I don't know. I'm really not feeling the news these days. I got too poisoned with it back when I was doing the skewer, and just ever since then, and like the prospect of more Trumpers. And that's why Elon Musk now. Oh, yeah, well, he's fucked up now. I mean, he said plenty of stupid and terrible things over the last few years, but he's fucked up now because he's slagged off the Irish. It's like, oh dear, you don't know what you've done there, you stupid, rich, entitled little cunt.
Yeah, I've been really paying much attention to what's going on in the US. Well, that's because I haven't been working, so I'm not really listening to any American news podcasts. So, but yeah, it's all going to fucking just go to pieces.
Well, the thing is now, he's interrupting in UK politics as well now.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see a clip on YouTube of some fucking sock puppet on a TV panel saying, oh, it's great that Elon's sticking his nose in here handing out lots of money. I'd really like some big bunch of that as well if I could, and just fucking parrot any bullshit that he wants to put out.
So. I tell you what, you'll like this actually.
What's she wearing?
No, we're talking about Elon, right? Yeah, him and what's his name? Mark Zuckerberg, going on about, yeah, it's going to be ultimate freedom of speech now. We're going to get rid of all the moderators and stuff, and you can self-moderate. So there's a lot of comedians and satirists and stuff who are just flooding the social medias with lots of misinformation now. And there's this one guy who does some... He goes by the name Gus the Fox. He's bloody brilliant, and he's just done this fake news headline saying... Elon would find dogs tied up outside supermarkets and stick his finger up their arseholes because he claims it made his willy feel funny, says ex-girlfriend of unbearable space bender.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an Australian publication called, I think it's The Shovel.
Oh, right. Okay. A bit like The Onion.
Which is
Yeah,
it's sort of like The Onion. I think I've got the headline here when it actually fucked. And loads, and my internet's not fucking great.
What did you want to look up? I'll look out for you. We've got electricity here, mate.
Oh, here we go. like Peter Dutton is he's the leader of the Tories in Australia, who's in opposition. So the Shovel headline, misinformation law's not necessary, says meth addict Peter Dutton. And then it's got, it's the same thing as what Gus the Fox has done, but it's, and yeah, there's a ton of those over here as well, where it's just like how he's been raping children and a former sex worker and director of adult films. Speaking from a prison cell in Brisbane, Mr. Dutton, the former sex worker and director of adult films, said the laws were not necessary and that the regulators should not be the arbiters of truth.
That is brilliant. Yeah,
do you know what? The one scary thing about it is it's almost like they're saying, now go on, you can say anything you want. You can call me rotten. You can say me and do anything. And therefore, when one of these politicians does something really bad or fucking when someone like an orange bloke invades a fucking ice island just for the fun of it, people are just like, well, yeah, that's fine. It's his freedom of speech. It's what he wants to do. Did it happen? Did it not happen? I'm not sure. It doesn't really matter. Whereas now is, you go back to the Profumo's affair in the 60s, and it's like a guy looked at someone's secretary and had to resign, and fucking wife left him and everything. Now it's almost like carte blanche, like, everyone calls me fucking a nonce because I raped a fucking child. Did I not do it? Who knows? Doesn't really matter. We'll just carry on like normal.
Yeah, I suppose there'll be a bunch of assholes which will try and hide their fucking ridiculous behaviour in amongst all of this
in plain sight.
Hide everything in plain sight. Like, it's just it's the internet. You don't pay any attention to that. That's exactly what they want, because the internet's been telling on everyone and catching everyone out. So as much mistruth and whatever else on there, like Israel, we're jumping up. Oh yeah, you can't trust the internet. That's been nailing us in the head for a fucking good year because everyone's pointing out what we've been fucking doing. So there's a bunch of. They're not the Lone Ranger there. There's fucking shit ton of stuff. So, things look forward to that.
Whole plethora of misinformation. There'd be so much you won't believe. You won't know what's true and what's not true. So it really won't matter what's been said.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
It's a bit scary, really.
What the CIA's been doing for fucking ages. That's why releasing conspiracy theories so that people go, oh, yeah, what about this and this? Yeah. Let's make up some bullshit just to fucking confuse people. And if you happen to say something that's true, well, we can't trust you. You're a conspiracy theorist.
That's exactly, good,
isn't it?
Yeah.
But they're poisoning the water. Shut up, you. You fucking think blah, blah, blah.
He would say that.
Yeah.
I mean, they are. I can see it. It's fucking green.
I drank some. My god fell off.
Oh, God.
Fucking madness.
Fun times.
Strange times, even.
What's been happening in Greece? Old Blighty. Oh, yes, they're very strange.
I don't know. Do we need a news round? That's about the only two sound effects I can get working now. I've just discovered a new feature on my
PC.
What?
Something like 18.
Sorry, he's fixed his PC.
No, no, I haven't. I've got the soundboard on the Rode Connect software working, but I still can't play audio from the PC through it. Oh, I don't know what it is. And I've probably said this before, but the older I get, the less bothered I can be to fucking deal with shit and stuff, innit?
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to donate to this miserable pile of horseshit to fix Davian's PC, then
yeah, if anyone wants to buy
DM
me
for my bank account details later.
Yeah. Don't bother.
But, don't really. I mean,
it'll only waste it on fucking edibles and fucking art school albums from weird goth bands from 1987. Don't bother. Can't just build a fucking new house with it. There's no point giving it to him, so you may as well send it to me. I'll say a crypto.
What would you do with money, though? You'd only buy more trainers?
Yeah.
Or watches, because you've got 5,000 wrists.
Yeah, I've got a few watches there.
How many?
I've got two big cases. Hang on, three.
That's what she said.
I've got
50
watches.
I saw an advert, and I'm fairly certain it wasn't a wind-up, of a gentleman's ring. No, not that sharp. Of a gentleman's ring, but it's a watch. You're literally wearing a watch on your finger, for fuck's sake.
That, I'm actually going to get one.
You fuck off, really?
No, seriously. It's a proper Casio, it's AW401 or something like that.
No, it's the Casio
watch, miniaturized.
The Casio TWAT.
Yeah, it goes on your finger, but it's the same size as that one Flavor Flav used to wear.
Oh, yeah. Right. Casio. Look, this is how good Google is, right? This is what AI should be about. Casio. I literally just started to type in Casio finger, and it's come up Casio finger watch. See? AI
lucky there.
Is useful. The Casio ring. No, yeah, ring watch. Casio ring watch.
Yeah, Casio AW.
No, CRW001. I'll put it in the chat.
It's another one, yeah.
It's in the chat. Watches.
It's exactly the same as it's the same as the full size one. It's purely miniaturized. It's still got a stopwatch and everything else. Illumination. It's brilliant.
There's actually an old Casio keyboard, an old keyboard from the 80s that I want to get. It's their very first. Like sampling keyboard, I think it's a Casio CZ1, and I used it on a demo I made in 1986, and it's
like when you're celebrating passing your test.
Yeah. That's when I celebrated getting my pension.
You get his pension and his license, and do a demo.
Yeah, I used to have. I used to have a Casio keyboard. It would have been a cheap fucking shit one, but dude, I really liked them.
Was it a Casio VL tone? Oh, full size keys. Okay.
Yeah. That's wasted. I could have done Casio... so much more with it. Never did.
I'm talking out my arsehole. Funny that. No, it was the Casio RZ1 drum machine, which had sample pads on it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sorry, we did this demo, and one of the sample pads was me going, ugh. So, yeah, the bass and the bass drum and a snare drum and hi-hats and then tom-toms, and for bizarre reasons, me going, ugh. Except we didn't just do that as a sample keyboard, so we kept repeatedly hitting it. It's like, ugh. Yeah, we were well rad, man. Smash the cistern. I've started to collect retro drum machines, actually, which is a little bit sad. And I'm
and
I'm not even lying. I've only got two at the moment, but I'm only buying drum machines that I've used before. I mean, that still amounts to quite a number. I've got a Yamaha. They're thrilling listening. This a Yamaha RX21 and a Boss Dr. Rhythm DR110. I want to get a Lin drum, but they're about $3,000. Because I used one of those in the early 80s. No, 82, 80, yeah, 82, 83. When I was helping out in the studio where the bloke who sung Hey Matthew, Cal Fialka, recorded that very track. There you go.
You ever get into drum machines as well? You ever like, have a early one to help you, Roland 808?
Oh, yeah, I've used the 808, 606, 72, 707. Bloody loads, mate. You name it, I've slapped my cock on the bass drum button.
Yeah, I had one, it was a Roland 808, and, well, they were my brothers, so I just
what?
I fiddle around with it for a bit when, you know, I can't be fucked with this, so I just sold them.
That's what she said.
Yeah, and because the problem was I also had a Japanese power connection because he bought them in Japan, so you need to get an adapter. So when I put them on eBay, I had to copy-paste the entire description of the Roland 808 into the description on eBay, and then in the middle of it write Japanese power supply required. Oh, and then
that's fucking problems.
Unless they read through the entire 400,000.
Yeah, go on.
Unless they read the whole thing, they wouldn't know that that's bad luck. You've got to read the whole description.
Well, yeah, you've got to be careful with those Japanese things, haven't you? It's like the telephones as well, isn't it? Every time you wing, you get the wrong number.
Fucking hell, we're all coming out. Every cracker joke's coming out.
Absolutely. And to top our bill, here he comes, it's Jim Davidson with more racist shit. Yeah.
Waka waka.
As Fuzzy Bear.
Fuzzy Bear.
Did anyone see those TikTok videos where it's all taken from Omegle, and there's this guy who does a Kermit impersonation, and he's actually got a really accurate Kermit mask, not mask, puppet. And he like freaks out the children by like shoving a cucumber up. So yeah. So it looks like Kermit's cock. Courgette cucumber. Yeah.
There's another one that was on Omegle, which on UK YouTube Shorts, which is like this bauble over moustache who like fakes a skip, so he'll say something. He's fucking, they're proper funny reactions, where it's like, he'll say like, don't, he'll flash up on the screen like his wife tied up or someone tied up into a chair in a garage, then it'll skip and then the guy be going, oh, fucking hell, that's weird. And then the next video will come on and be someone completely different. He's like, hi, you okay? You look a bit strange. And he's like, oh yeah, there's a guy on the screen and he had this woman tied to a chair and he just reappeared from the side. He's like, told you not to talk about it.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah.
What's running on? You can't do that on show days.
What?
You can't do that on snow days, and they're trying to ban TikTok. You won't be able to do it on there.
Like I go out in the snow with my hip. Blimey, I've already broken one.
Leave it out.
That's titanium, it'll be fine.
It's mainly chromium. Funnily enough, I had to look this up the other day because I needed to check if it's safe for me to have an MRI, because I need to have an MRI. What is a hip replacement made of? Metal, ceramic, and plastic. Oh, fucking cheapo NHS bullshit. Cobalt, chromium. Oh, yeah, there you go. A bit of titanium, zirconium. That's a diamond, isn't it? Or nickel. Fucking hell. The femoral head.
And tin. Oh, lots of tin.
Tin. Yeah.
Tin, yeah.
Well,
lead,
after that, gold. When we went on holiday to Aviva La Española, I set off the metal detector and, I even started shouting Allah Akbar because I was desperate to have someone put their hand up my arse, but no one did.
No.
Indeed.
Constantly up your
arse. Constantly up my arse. It's like that headline from The Onion. Why do all these homosexuals keep sucking my cock? <It's brilliant. laughs> And they had this other headline. It's like, holy shit, we've landed on the fucking moon. And I think I might have actually played an audio for that the Onion brought out years and years ago.
I absolutely am standing on the surface of the fucking moon. I'm talking to you from the surface
Very funny.
What do you guys got planned for the rest of your fucking weekend? Not much. Good. Good night.
Yeah. Well, my immediate future is better with being stern dad. Tomorrow...
And then getting beaten up by a 16-year-old.
Yeah, probably. I was going to go over and see my dad tomorrow. It was my dad's birthday today, and he celebrated his 78th birthday by going for another flying lesson. Fucking maniac. How cool is that? And Sunday, it's Sound of the Southwest, Radio Jackie, where I don't say cunt on the radio.
There you come.
No.
You should try more.
Are you chicken? Are you chicken or something?
Well, if I'm still there in April, if I'm still there, yeah, that's me, Chicken Jolt. Oh no, better not. If I'm still there in April, I'm going to see if I can get severely reprimanded on doing the traffic and travel, because it's the ideal opportunity, really, isn't it? And the M25's closed in both directions due to a cunt and an Audi who's run over a bag of cats.
We're just about to give you the drive time presenting show, and you said cunt.
Yeah. David, we were just about to pay you to do the dream job that you've secretly wanted to do since you were 12, and now you're getting sacked. So you might as well start taking up the booze again and wanking yourself to death.
Unbelievable. You've been coming to my office and taking it up to the second knuckle every fucking week, and then you say something like that and ruin everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm a second knuckle kind of guy.
You are.
And on that note, thank you very much for listening to Strange Times. If you're new to the show, this is pretty much as good as it gets. We can only apologise. Yeah. If you do want to get the better quality version of the show, we do that at our Patreon at
nion.com. I thought it was stewbuckland.co.uk.
Who?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, there we go. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go inside and drain the 40 litres of coffee out of me.
Yeah. 40 litres of cock. Blimey. Well, have you got to do to make a living, darling? I guess fucking hell. Stroll on, Sonny me Jim. All right, guys. Yeah, nice one.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're clear. Oh, someone just went beep.
Strange times we're living in. Strange times, strange times. Go fuck yourselves.